We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, around six lines from the top. Hazevel Shabala Bayis, Ve'in L'Soicher Ela Yoytze Min HaTanu Or Min HaKarayim Levad. The halacha is in the Mishnah that the Zevel, the fertilizer, belongs to the Bala Bayis, and doesn't belong to the Soicher. What belongs to the Soicher? Only what comes out of a Tanur or a Karayim. Zok Tegmar, Maya Skinner, what are we talking about? What type of Zevel are we talking about? Ilayim of a Chatzar, the Ogalei L'Soicher, if we're talking about a Chatzar that was rented to the Soicher, Viture the Soicher, and it's the animals of the Soicher, Amay Shabal Bayis. Why should it be Shabal Bayis? Why should it be to the owner of the property? L'chayr, if it belongs, if the renter rented the property, and it's the renter's animals, so why shouldn't he be able to get that Zevel? It belongs to him. So what's Pshan Shalacha? So, ilam chotzer le soicher v'turi soicher ma'ish alavayis. Ela b'chotzer the lo yagir le soicher. We're talking about a chotzer that was not rented to the soicher v'turi demasker. It means that the soicher rented a house, not the property in front of the house, and then it was the animals of the masker. So, there belongs to the masker. So that's pshita. Obviously, it belongs to him. Why should who should it belong to, if not to the masker? The property is the masker's and the animals of the masker. So Gemara leitzricha bechotzer the masker v'tura the osim alma. We talk about a chotzer the masker, which Rashi says was not rented to the seicher, and it was stam shvarim the osim alma. Komuba, they came and dropped fertilizer in your dropped manure, which is fertilizer in the property. Now, so what would be the havamina that should belong to the seicher? L'chor, it's the property of the masker and it's the animals alma. So the case here was that he went ahead, the owner, and picked it up afterwards. The behemoth came here and dropped the fertilizer here, and he picked it up. So the soicher, so he wasn't there. The masker wasn't there. He didn't know about it. So maybe it doesn't work. So Mesiyele, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Dom Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Chatzei Rishalot, Dom Koyin Lo Yishlami Daita. It's a raya to Rabbi Yosef Rechanina holds that a chotzer of Adam is koine things for him, even without him knowing about it. So here, since it belongs to the masker, so therefore, he's kind it, even though he doesn't know about it. Now, I can ask me, it's chotzer she'ena mishtameres. So the Tosfos Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz both asked this question, what happened to chotzer she'ena mishtameres? So if you look at the Tosfos Rosh, short Tosfos Rosh, he says, Umayri k'goin shegam ha-masker dor im ha-soicher b'chotzer. He's also living there in the same chotzer. L'chein l'kach mishtameres l'dayta. That's what he learns. Rabbeinu Peretz says, a different tarot, it says, the Mayri, the Hamaskir, Omele, the Soicher, Tosim, Einecha, Bechotzer. Keep an eye on my Chotzer. The Hashta, have a Shaper, Das, Bailam. So you have over here, at least you have Mishtameris, but it's not, Shlomi Dai doesn't know about this thing, and therefore, it's a Chiddush, that it's Koina, and it's a Raya to Beisiv Rab Chanina. Meisvei, Meisvei Kasha. Im Omar, Kol Metzioiz, Shevoyu, Le Soicher, Hayoim, Tiknali, Chatzere. When I ask a kashim of Bryson, the president of Bryson, if someone says, he makes an announcement, says, all the metzias that are going to come into my property today, I want my property to be koinet. The halach is, loy omaklum. It doesn't work. And the question is, if you hold Reish Rechanina holds, that your property can make a kinyan chotzer for you, even without you knowing about it. And here he even said it. He even said, anything comes to my property, I want it to be koinet. Am I loy omaklum? Why loy omaklum? So my answer is simple. This case is b'ein mishtameres, and the chiddush is that even if you say komatzir shivar sechayoyim, you're not kind of since it's a chotzer she'ein mishtameres. Since the chotzer mishtameres, break the gemara kasha. If it's ein mishtameres, yoche ein seifa. Let's see the seifa of this brisa. It says yotzlo shem mitzir beir. If everyone heard that there's a mitzir in this property, which means there's a tzvi, a deer that broke its foot, and it's sitting in his property. So it says, Dvarim Kayom. Then what he said, it works. Dvarim Kayom. V'i b'chotzer she'ena mishtameres. And if it's talking about a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, ki yotzer lo she'en mitzia b'ir ma'ihava. Basically, we had here a brisa that says, if he announces any mitzia, it's because it doesn't work. Why is it mishtameres? So what does it help if yotzer she'en b'ir that he has a mitzia? Why does that help? Well, ma'isa, it's not mishtameres. So more answers, ki yotzer lo she'en mitzia b'ir, mivda b'dini in shemineh. Since there's a shame that the Metziah was in his property, so people don't take it anymore because it's not going to look good. People assume now it belongs to him because everyone knows that he has a Metziah in his property. And if someone goes ahead and takes it, it doesn't look good. And some Rishonim say that the Devar is the Melech. doesn't hold it that once it's someone's property and everyone knows about it, you can't just take it. Hakaponim, we're coming out that the safest one case with Yatzah Shem Ve'ir, everyone knows about it, therefore it's Mishtameres. So Fizay, you didn't have to speak out that Kol Matziyah Sheyavol Seichel Ayim Tikne Chaser. You don't speak that out. It'll be kind of even out that. And it says it's Dvar of Kayom. So it's that kind of it's Agav the Reisha to speak out. Agav the Reisha, it says that Lashon. When the ratio is chish, that doesn't work. Even if I say it doesn't work, the ratio that doesn't work. The ratio that I say all matzias that come in property as shvikaina, it does not work. The chish is even though I said it doesn't work.
You don't need to say it because your chadash should work. If it's mishtameres, you don't need to say it.
Right, exactly. But the chish is that if it's not mishtameres, even if you said it, it doesn't work. That's the thing. The most possible, the biggest chish possible. So that's why it says it. Yeah, amazing. Another kasha on Reis Rechino. It says like this. It says in our Mishnah. Zevel hayoytzim natan mekraim. Said in our Mishnah that the zevel that comes from behemoth that belongs to the masker. Like we said, if you Rashi, the pshat is the masker owns the chotzer. He never rented the chotzer, and turid osim alma, and it's in the mishtameres. So therefore, it belongs to the masker. But it says in our Mishnah that zevel hayoytzim natan mekraim, that any zevel that comes out of tanur mekraim, it's the ashes that come out of the ovens are good for fertilizer. So the halach is. That belongs. This is a brisa, but this is says in our Mishnah. Zavel yitzim and atanam mekraim belongs to the seicher. Va'koilat mina avir harayu shaloi. And not only that, if you catch the animal fertilizer, the waste of the animal, you catch it in the ear. It also belongs to the seicher. V'sherefes v'shebechotzer shabalabais. And what's in the refes and what's in the chotzer belongs to the balabais. We'll see in the Gemara why I say two things: refes and chotzer. But come on, this is the Akan the Brisa, which is extension of our Mishnah, that says that Koilat Mina Avir Harei Ushaloi. And the problem is like this: that if you hold that the Chotzer is Koinish Loi Medaitoi, so Halacha is the Avir of the Chotzer also belongs to the Masker, and that should also be Koinit. V'misil Hadar Reisi Berachanino Domar Chatzer Shadam Koinish Loi Medaitoi Koilat Ma Avir Hamai. Harei Ushaloi, why is it belong to the Seicher? Avi Chatzeru, it's an Avir of the Masker's Chatzer, so it should belong to the Masker already. Once it goes into his ear space, he's kind of it. What does it help if I catch it? It didn't hit the ground, it's in his ear space. So Gemara says, Tuturutsim. Ama Abaya, Bemadbik Kukli Beshule Paro. He didn't let it get into the ear. Like Rashi said, Beshule Paro, Somoch Lenekaveha, the Leka Avir. He put the cup right where the waste comes out from the animal. And therefore, it never got into the Avir the Chotzer. And that's why it's kind of. And it's pretty obvious. It's pretty partial.
Whose animal is this?
This animal is Ma'alma. Came Ma'alma. It came. This I said before, it came Ma'alma. It was wild animals. It was stray animals. Huh?
It has to be Ma'alma. It can't be the Seichel.
No, right, of course, it's stray animals. The Seichel always belongs to the Seichel. The Mar said before. Right. That always belongs to the Seichel. It's stray animals. The Mar said before, it's stray animals. So stray animals over here. So you didn't get the Avir, you kind of. Rav Amar. A different teretz that avir of the chotzer is not koina when it's not soifel enuach. Rav Amar avir shein soifel enuach lav kumuruch dami. The only time avir works if it's going to land in the chotzer. If it's not going to land up in the chotzer, it's not going to be munach in the chotzer. It's not soifel. The way where it's heading is not in the chotzer. There's no kinyan avir. So that's what Rav's answer is. Huh? You have a cup under it. No, he said they put it next to the paro. It didn't hit the ear at all. Here, what was more probable, it was around 2 feet away, but still, it wasn't going to land in the chotzer, and therefore it's kind of.
Why would the chotzer be
the animal? Because the animal is. It's not mishtameres, the animal. It's not mishtameres. You know, the man can walk right out. The chotzer only kind of if it's mishtameres. Here, the man can walk right out. That's some of the real reason. It wasn't hefker either. The halacha is, even if something's not hefker, if my animal walks to your chotzer, even if it's mishtameres, it's not kind of. Because I never marked it to you. Right. Awesome Alma. No, right. It was other people's animals. But still, if they have here, you're right. If it's a hefkidic animal, you have to come out to the Mishnah Meretz. You're right, yeah. Freyti Gemara, when we pshit le Rava, Rava's so poshut about the halach of Avashay in Seifel and Wach, when we pshit le Rava, there's a Rav had a shayla. The boy Rava, Zorak Arniki be Pesach Zev, Yotz Pesach Zev. Rava declares a shayla, if you koina Arniki in this way, you throw Arniki through a chotzer, and it goes out, it goes from this door to that door. It never lands in the chotzer. It just goes through it. Yot went into this Pesach and left the other Pesach. Mao. This is Avish Ein Sefer Nuach because it's going straight out. Mao. Avish Ein Sefer Nuach Kumruch Dami. Yolai Kumruch Dami. That was Rava's Shiloh. So it could be, but here this was within ten tefachim. Even so, it's the avodah chatzah.
Well, because within ten tefachim, yeah,
Right. Yeah. Right. So you have that. That's a kabbalah Shabbos. You have such an idea that within is kosher shiachid. Above that is narrow shiachid. But here we're handling a kinyan chatzah. It makes no difference. As long as it's not within three tefachim, it could be then a lavud. Maybe yeah. But here it went through it and it came, it went out the other side. So he has a suffix if it's kind or not. So what's the, so you see Rava's Masupik. He was saying that Rava's saying that since it's not munach, it's not koina, and Rava has a suffix by Zarek Arniki and for the Gemara, Hosom, Loi Mifsak, Loi Midi, Hacha Mifsakli. There nothing's being mafsik. So therefore, there's a shaila, maybe it's still koina. Mashenkin can hear with a kli in the way, so there it's worse, and there it's zikr not koina, and that's Rava's tarets. Let's go back to the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, the words b'sherefes b'shevechotza reo shaloi. Anything the refes are shal b'abayis. Anything the refes, the chotza, belongs to the b'abayis, belongs to the maskir. Refes and the chotza. So Mar says, tarti, what do you tell me two things for? Like Rashi says, bitmiya, tarti shrichel tamamizni. If it's a place that's not rented to the soicher, we get it. It belongs to the maskir, so you're kind of. Why have to give me two examples, refes and chotza? So Mar says, which means like this, even if you rent the chatzar to the seicher, you rent a house to the seicher, and that comes with the chatzar, but the refes is not included. And that's the chiddush. The refes of the chatzar, that always belongs to the maskir. If you rent a chatzar stam, without speaking out anything about the refes is not included in the rental, like we see from this, Bryson. Meisve, continuing the questions on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds that a chatzah shal adam is koinish lemedaita. Meisve. Yoine shoivach v'yoine aliyah. These are wild doves that come and they nest either in these coops that you set up or on your roof. And the halacha is that these things are not so posher that you koinish them because they come from the hefker and you don't have das to be koinish them. And they also are not so much tamaris. We'll see as we learn see the Gemara. So it says in the Brayis like this: Yoina shavach v'yoine aliyah chayeves b'shaluach. They have a chiyav shaluach hakan. If you want to take the eggs, you have to chicks. You have to send it away the mother because it's not called mezumah. We know in the parasha of shaluach hakan it says ki yikare kan tzipul fanech b'derech. So it says ki yikare prat l'mezumah. So chayeves b'shaluach, the chayev and shaluach, v'asuris b'gezel b'dark ha'shalom. And it's also to steal them because dark ha'shalom. But b'etzem, it's not real gezel. V'im isa l'hod ha'rei yisir ha'chanina, chatzer ha'shalom k'ayin l'shalom ha'daitai. If you hold, like ha'chanina holds, that a chatzer ha'shalom k'ayin l'shalom ha'daitai, here belongs to them, the aliyah belongs to him, the shayvach belongs to him. So kari kan ki kari, prat l'mezumen, l'chari is kainit, it should be a chesar in a mezumen. The eggs are considered mezumen because they belong to you. And like Taisa speaks out, you could have even asked the Asur Shem Gezel also. You could have asked, why is it Asur Shem Gezel al Dakar Shalom? It should be Asur Shem Gezel Meikar Adin if you coin it. It says over here that those Yoine Shoivach and their eggs, you could do Shluch Khan, and it's Asur to steal because Dakar Shalom. So the Gemara's cash is, if it's coined for you, so it's called Mazuman. It's something you're coined, there's no Din Shluch Khan on. No Din Shluch Khan, something you own because it's called Mazuman. And speaking of Taisus, you could have asked also, it's also Shem Gezel Meikar Adin, not because Dakar Shalom. So Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Beitza B'Yitzias Ruba Hu Dechai V'Lev Shaluach. Yechai V'Shaluach already when it's mostly out of the chicken or the dove. U'mikne Lekanya, but your property is not koined at the Nofel L'Chatzayroi. V'Chikon Toni Chayavetz V'Shaluach M'Kamei D'Tipo L'Chatzayroi. Tomorrow's Torah is like this. Avada, if the egg would land up falling into your aliyah or falling onto your shayvech, you kind of shlame daita. Here, it never left the animal, and it's still attached to the animal, and it's still attached to the bird, and therefore, there's no din of kinya chatzah. And there's still a din shlur hakam, because b'yitzias ruba, when roiv of the egg is outside of the bird, you chayv already shlur hakam if you want to take that egg. You have to send away the bird. So here, that's the answer to the question. So no kinyan chatzer. Yochi, amaya suris b'shem gezel. If that's the case, if it's still attached to the bird, we're assuming there was no issa gezel. Right now, we assume that there was no issa gezel because that just coming in and out. And we thought the whole issa gezel was only on the egg. We're saying if it didn't come out to the chatzer yet, what's the issa? So Gemara answers, a iman. It's going on the mother, on the bird. Now that we're saying that Ashur Shemagas is going on the bird because the bird is here, and that's, even though it's not Mishtamaris, there the halacha is that there's an Isser Mishum Darke Shalom to steal that bird. Now what's exactly the Ihachi? So Taisus talks about it here, and so does the Rebbeinu Peretz, and he says that Iyam Bishlom with Lesser Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Anicha Shaper. It's good. The Makmila the Naflam Mamish Shaper Bechatzeroy, and therefore you say Chayev Bishuluach. And also the Erech HaShalom, because it's sitting in your property already. Because on your Karka Chaseira. V'hashu Yisrael Rebbe Yisrael Chirino, the Kosovo Daita, and you have to say that sign that it didn't fall into Yichatzi yet, so why is it also Shem Gezel? Moshem Darka Shalom, why is Darka Shalom? He has no Daita in it, he has no Das in it whatsoever. And so the Gemara answers, no, once you see it in your area already, you have das in it. And therefore, it's going on the mother also, on the mother as well, there's a din of darkish shalom. That's more terrible. Iman also is darkish shalom. The boy is saying, well, oilam abetzim. The whole din of gezel is only on the betzim. Nafik ruba daite loy. When nafik ruba, then you have das on it, not on the mother, but das on that. So, to Gemara Vaita. Vahash dom rav yehu dom rav. Also, liskoits bebetzim, kozman sha'im revetz aleim. There's an iser for someone to take the beitzim to be koinit, if the aim is revetz aleim, shenema shaleach the shalach aim v'hodah es abanim tikolach. So then it's gshmak pshat. I feel tam dof lachaser. About the holy grace of chedino, your chotzer is koinit those eggs without your das. The problem is the mother is sitting here, and you didn't do shluach hakan, so your chotzer can't be koinit because you can't be koinit. So kol heicha the iu matzi zochile chaser is zochile. Anytime you could be zayich in it, and the chaser could be zayich in it. It can't be zayich in it. That's the case. What's in a geya for someone to take? We're saying you're not. Reuven's not allowed to take it. Why not? Darkas shalom. Has he take it anyway? If he sends away the mother, once he sends away the mother, automatically the chatzas kainet. If you don't send away the mother, you can't take it anyway. Darkas shalom. It's a deraisa. You can't take it. Do shlucha can. So my answer is talking about a case like this. But katan the la bar shiluachu. We're talking about a katan that's not a bar shiluach. And so the katan took the egg. See, it's awesome shem darke shalom. He's no chiyuv shluach. He has chiyuv darke shalom. For example, katan by darke shalom is he chiyuv darke shalom? Hakama over shul katan chayv lach darke shalom. The father of the katan has to give it back because of darke shalom. So that's how we go. That's what's coming out over here, and we're sticking with Rabbi Yisrael and his path. And that's the geya to the lachis of that you kind of the zevel of the behemoth, that the masker is kind of it, even though it's shlemi daitai, he's kind of it because it's his chatzer, and we stuck up Rabbi Yisrael with holes. The chaser is on the kind of shlemi daitai.